Or like that time we went to Babajan. I mean, she accepted Babajan, Upasani Maharaj, all that once, only the beginning. She fought with them. She fought with these perfect masters whom she didn't know. And she said, why are they after my son? She wasn't going to let her son be snatched away like that. But later, when she accepted them and she accepted her son's role, and then she was, quite totally different. So, what was the story?
She wasn't going to see Babajan. She wasn't going to let her son be snatched away like that.
And also, Masni Maharaj, she had flowers for him.
No, that's a whole long story.
She would fight with him.
She would fight with him.
You said that.
That's it. So, in the evening, twice a week at least, Mother would go to Babajan, and I would go with her, and we would sit there before Babajan. This side would be the men, this side would be the women, and we would sit in the, That particular point that I wanted to still hasn't come back. As we were going, as I said, in those days, the lamp posts that lighted the streets were kerosene lamps. They were not electric. There was no electricity at the time, and even the horse carriages, the Victorias and the Tongas, had kerosene lamps in front. But there was very little traffic, very little people on the roads. So when we went to Babajan walking, it was not so far from our home, we would walk in the middle of the road till you hear a tonga or a horse carriage saying clonk, clonk, the foot bell out of the way. So we would just move a little out of the way. Totally different from what you see now. The rush and the traffic and the people and the bicycles, that was not there. So one evening when we were walking, Mother, my sister-in-law Kaushik, that my oldest brother's wife, Baba had sent her for a few days home. So big Kaushik, Mother and I were going to Babajan. And we heard the clonk clonk. And now whenever a carriage with the kerosene light would go by, you automatically turn when you hear the clonk of the bell, and you could see the light on the road. You could see the light that's on the road, It's what you call the rays of the light. Now this we heard, and we knew it was a Victoria because it was a big horse. It was big hoofs that went brop, brop, brop. But when we did this, three of us were there, no light showed. So it registered somewhere in the brain, extraordinary. This carriage has no light. In the meantime, my sister-in-law, who was drunk, turned her head and she said, Baba. And the moment she said, Baba, I turned. And what she had seen was Baba's legs in that Victoria, although it was darkish, has white sadra. All I saw by the time I turned was his ankles and feet, the same sandals. You couldn't mistake it. Mother hadn't seen any of it yet. So when Kaushik said, Baba, she started running and she lost one slipper. She was running after the carriage, and I was running. And Mother couldn't run like us, so she said it would be very undignified in any case. And she said, wait, what are you running for? But we didn't stop. Mother could walk along. We went, and from far we could see where Babajan's seat is. And close to it, at that time, was a narrow lane. Now it's much bigger, now it's different. After all, that's 60 years ago, more than that, 65 years ago. So the Victoria turned, from far we could see, and went. And there was a dead end, a cul-de-sac, so that there was no road the other side. So we said, fine, now we'll have Baba. So we went there and stopped at the mouth of the lane. nothing to be seen. We were even surprised. How can this carriage go in there? It's a big room, Victoria, it's a big thing. So, in the meantime, Mother has caught up. What is it? What are you running like mad for, you two? We said, look, Mother, it isn't that cautious, she said. We just saw Baba in the Victoria. Ah, so my son is in Pune. I suppose everybody in Pune knows except his own poor mother. Look, Mother, let's not have it out here like that. Okay, well. And we went in. And people looked at us like we were mad when we asked, did you see Victoria? 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 And they look at us properly, you know. Are they drunk or are they crazy? Or... And they'd go away. We never saw. We never saw the Victoria, we never saw. But that is the lane where Baba would stop in the car whenever he took his men to pay respects to Babajan. So he would not come. Even later, I mean, after Babajan had dropped her body, I'm talking about that time. So when we were in Pune, he would stay there. We never saw him. But, of course, Mother had to find out from her son whether he'd been in Pune. Maybe he's been. No, he's been in Mehrabad all the time.